Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Jai Shachi Nandana, Jai Shachi Nandana, Jai Shachi Nandana, Gaura Hari. Jai Shachi Nandana, Gaura Hari. Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari.
Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari.
Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana,
Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana.
Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari.
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari.
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana,
Jai Sachinandana.
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana,
Jai Sachinandana,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Govinda, Radhe, Gopala, Radhe.
Govinda, Radhe, Gopala, Radhe.
Govinda, Radhe, Gopala, Radhe. Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Krishna, Krishna, Jai Shri
Krishna.
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe
Shyam.
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe
Shyam. Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda
Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Radha Rani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai. Radha Sham Jamuna Katha. Now we will try to approach one pastime of Radha and Krishna. This is called Hari Tali Face Dot Leela. Face Dots. Leela. The pastime of painting Krishna's face with gopi dots. Yes? One moonlight evening, Radha Madhav and the Sakis were strolling along the banks of the Yamuna River. They became tired, so they sat down on the crystal steps of Keshigat. A cool breeze was blowing, carrying the fragrance of night-blooming lotus flowers and lilies. Swarms of bees were buzzing about the flowers, blooming in the Yamuna's waves. Birds were singing very sweetly. The trees were richly foliated with green leaves and full of blossoming flowers. Creepers were wrapped around the tree trunks and branches. There were little ripples of waves in the Yamuna. Radha Madhav appreciated the incredible sweet beauty of the Vrindavan forest. See, the Vrindavan forest. So beautiful. From there, the panorama from there to there is so beautiful. Looks very nice. Very attractive. Radharani noticed some yellow dots of tilak adorning Krishna's forehead. They had washed off due to perspiring from the rasa dance. Krishna wasn't looking very good, with a few dots missing. "Hey, Rupa Manjari, quickly bring some haritali, which is a yellow-colored fruit, and when you crush it, it makes a yellow paste." The Manjaris prepared haritaki paste and gave Radharani. So the Manjaris prepared this beautiful bright yellow paste and gave it to Radharani. With Radharani's veil, or what we say chunari, the cover is, you know, that goes like this, right? So Radharani took the end of her chunari. Radharani wiped off the old perspiration moistened dots on Krishna's face to prepare for putting new ones. Krishna was very restless and he was looking here and there. Krishna Kripa Kataksha, sidelong glances of Krishna. So then Radharani, seeing he was so restless, she held him by the chin. Because if someone's going like this, very hard to paint their face if they're turning like this and like that. So Radharani held Krishna's chin and said, "Look, stop, you know. Hold, wait a second." Then very attentively, Radharani painted. She put dots on Krishna's face. And the contrast looks so beautiful because Krishna's face is this dark, bluish-black color, like a rain-filled cloud in the monsoon time, in the storm time. And these bright yellow dots, very bright. So you can imagine the contrast of this dark blue background of Krishna's eyes above his eyebrows and then these bright yellow dots. It's a very nice effect. It looks very attractive, very beautiful. Radharani, they were sitting on the steps by Keshigat when she was painting Krishna's face with these drops of yellow, bright yellow paste. And just before Radharani finished the decoration to make it look very nice, then Krishna took the color, the pot of color, and he threw it in the Yamuna. Thank you. He took the haritali and he threw it in the Yamuna. And Radharani says, what are you doing? You nonsense? I haven't finished the job yet. And you threw the haritali up. My Manjari Sakis, they work so hard to climb the trees and get these fruits, grind it up, prepare it. Why do you behave like this? We can't. It's a very rare thing. It's very hard to find. Now it's late. We can't find any more of this yellow paste. And Radharani was thinking, it's not good to leave a service unfinished. So Radharani suddenly remembered. Radharani suddenly remembered, because as you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, what does it say? Sarvasya chaham vrisani vishto matasmatir gyanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarver aham eva vedyo Vedanta krid, Vedavid, eva chaham.
Krishna is telling Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, anyone from me, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, God, from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So Radharani was thinking, this is not good to not complete or finish my service. Go Mata Ki Jai. So then she remembered, Krishna gave her remembrance. She said, oh yes, this morning in Barsana, when my Sakhi maidservants, when they were dressing me and ornamenting my body and decorating me, they also offered Hari Tali, this bright yellow paste, to me. And they drew different designs. They made little designs of vines. They made a little vine, like a creeper, with little leaves off of it, a flower. And they put these on my chest. They drew these designs on my chest with this yellow paste. So then Radharani was thinking, oh yes, although Krishna has thrown this Hari Tali into the Yamuna, and we can't find any more, still I have that which is on me. Radharani remembered this. So then she took her little stick that she was using to make the dots, and then she put a little Yamuna water, and she went like this. And then she finished painting the dots on Krishna's face. So this is Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. This is a very beautiful pastime of Radharani serving Krishna. And some of you, of course, may be pujaris or priests, and you decorate your deities and do the same service. So you can remember this pastime and think of this Hari Tali face lila, where Radharani is doing the same thing. That's very beautiful. It shows Krishna so... From this pastime, we can see how playful Krishna is and unpredictable. He's very unpredictable and playful. You would think if someone was getting their face painted and ornamented that they would stay put and patient for a minute or two. But he's so carefree and playful. He didn't care. Okay, I have three dots here and two dots here and three dots here and one dot here. It looks ridiculous. It looks crazy because it's not balanced, no symmetry. Ah, who cares? What do I care? So now, let's see, let's have some more pastimes. 25. This is from Chirgat. Chirgat is right before Keshigat. And you see that tree when you're walking on Parikrama of Vrindavan. And hanging from that tree are all kinds of clothes. And people wonder, they say, wait a minute, this is not the place where Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis who worship Katyayani. Katyayani Mahamahi Mahayogi Nirishvari Nandagopam Sutam Devi Patim Me Kurute Namaha. The virgin girls of Vrindavan, they worship goddess Katyayani, and they prayed, O goddess, please bless us that Nandanandan, the son of Nandamaraj, that he becomes our husband, our pati. That was about 1 hour up the Yamuna from here. But this tree you see by Keshigat with the clothes hanging, this is another time. Because they say is that when a person gets the taste of stealing, he can't give it up. So then he gets it. So Krishna is the same way. We say that God is the origin of everything. He is the creator, the maintainer, the destroyer. G-O. D, God, generator, operator, destroyer. So everything comes from Krishna. So he got a big taste for stealing. He started stealing butter and yogurt, innocently enough. Then he graduated to saris, silk saris. He upgraded his stealing standard. And when he stole those saris of those 6-year-old virgin girls on the bank of the Yamuna, he said, hey, this is fun. I like this. Not stealing the saris was so much fun. But what happened after that? So Krishna said, this is really a lot of fun, at least for me. I don't know about other people. I don't know if the gopis think it's so much fun. Because when I steal their saris, they have nothing to wear. That may not be too much fun. But I like it. So, you know what happened? He did it again. And again. And again. And he never got tired of stealing the gopi saris. In fact, this pastime is called Nitya Leela, which means it's always going on somewhere, some way, somehow. Anyway, so now at this Chiragat near Keshigat, the same thing happened. Once after killing the Keshi demon, Krishna rested here at Chiragat. Lord Chaitanya also rested here. And Sri Krishna Premamrita Gopal Bhatta says that one time Krishna, the gopis were bathing here at Keshigat, and Krishna came and stole their clothes. So the acharyas say that in different kalpas, sometimes Krishna steals the saris of the virgin gopis worshipping Katyayani, and other times he steals. One day, Radharani and all the gopis went to the Yamuna to collect Yamuna water in clay pots. This is my props. You know. So they had so many big clay pots full of Yamuna water. And they kept them on their head, one, two, like this. Although they went to collect water from the Yamuna, that was only a pretext, an excuse. Actually, they're very anxiously looking for the roaming, sweet, beautiful eyes of Damodar, Sri Krishna. The gopis left their homes and ran and swiftly moved towards the Yamuna with gentle steps. Gentle pattering feet. They held their empty pots on their hips. Oh, it's empty now. Have you seen? They held their empty pots on their hips like this, right? And then, and as they were walking, their delicate arms were swaying. They were smiling gently and singing beautiful songs about Krishna's pastimes. Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Yamuna Tatachara Gopiva Sanahara Rasa Rasika Kripa Moya Shri Radha Vallabha Brindabana Natabara Shri Radha Vallabha Brindabana Natabara Bhakati Vinoda Shraya Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara Sundara Nanda Gopala Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Govinda, Govinda Gopala. Yashomati Nandana Vrajabara Nagara. Gokula Ranjana Kana. As the gopis were swiftly moving to the bank of the Yamuna, sometimes their delicate feet were slipping on the footpaths, and they were sliding. Were they slipping and sliding because of the muddy footpaths? This is the question. What is the answer? No, the footpaths were not muddy. The gopis were sliding and slipping on the footpaths because they were experiencing transcendental bliss, remembering Krishna, and they were losing it, as they say. They were intoxicated with love, loving remembrances of their sweet Lord. Madhuradi pater akilam maduram, Madhuradi pater akilam maduram, Lila madura, Yamuna madura, Venu madura. Right? This prayer is there. Your flute is very sweet, Yamuna madura. Your Yamuna is very sweet. Gamanam maduram. Gamanam maduram. Your walking, your gamanam is very, very sweet. It captures our mind, delights our heart, and makes our mind disturbed. And we start slipping and sliding on the footpath. After filling the pots with water from the Yamuna, oh, not yet. They put the pots on the side. The gopis took off their clothes to bathe in Yamuna. Then from a secret hiding place, Krishna spoke in a very high-pitched voice. Oh, dear gopis! Don't bathe in the Yamuna! Quickly! Come out! And get dressed! That coward boy is coming here to steal the clothes of the pretty damsels of Braj. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Krishna became invisible. The gopis were searching. Where does that voice come from? They looked everywhere. They couldn't find anyone. I think it's safe. There's no one here. Krishna's nowhere to be seen. We can't hear his flute. We don't see any dust raised by the feet of the calves in the distance. The cows. No. Lalita, look in the trees. He's very clever. He often does this tree hiding trick. He hides in the trees. No, he's not there. All right. And then they take off their clothes. They enter the Yamuna. Meanwhile, Krishna secretly climbed the Kadamba tree and he waited. And then, when the gopis were absorbed in the great joy of bathing in the Yamuna and throwing water and splashing and giggling and all the things young girls do, then Krishna thought, yes, they are distracted. They're totally absorbed in their Jalkeli Leela. Now is my chance to steal their saris again. Yes. And I'm invisible, so they cannot even detect who has done it. Yes, just watch me now. And he did that terrible deed. And the gopis came out of the river Yamuna. They said, huh? Saki? Kaprakahan? Kaprakahan? Sarikahan? Cholikahan? Chunrikahan? So they said, where's our chunri? Where's our veil? Where's our choli, our blouse? Where's our sari? Gopis, who's taken our clothes? Oh, our superiors have forbidden us many times to come to this lonely place in the Yamuna. But yet, as true to our nature, we never obey our superiors. Alas, my dear Sakis, oh, we're reaping the fruits of disobeying our superiors. We will never hear the end of this. Oh no, where are our clothes? Moving towards the shore as she exited or left the Yamuna, Radharani noticed something strange in the branches of Kadamba tree. When Radharani looked up into the branches of the Kadamba tree, she saw the smiling, mischievous face of a little boy named Madhava, Krishna. You tricky boy! Very tricky, what you did today. You've hidden our clothes somewhere. Don't tease us with your nonsense activities. If King Kamsa hears of this, you will be in big trouble. Krishna was listening, but not really paying attention. Nonchalant. He turned his head like this, he reached up. Oh, this is a nice flower. He picked a Kadamba flower. Totally ignored Radharani's pleas. He put the Kadamba flower. He picked the Kadamba flower. He put it behind his ear. It's a kind of big flower. And then he took out his vamshi. Multi-purpose. Now it's a vamshi. He started playing. Leaning against the tree, leaning back against the trunk of the tree, he was sitting up in the branches, just totally relaxed. No cares in the world. Not the least bit impatient. No anxiety. What me worry, as they say. Familiar tune. He's the original madman. Krishna's mad in love with Radharani. And he's torturing in a mad way. And you can imagine if you are on the receiving end of Krishna's torture. Imagine you're a gopi, and you're standing there in Yamuna with no clothes. And this little boy is in a tree teasing you and playing with you. And you're begging him, can we please, where did you hide our clothes? Please return our clothes. That's nice. Krishna's totally detached because this is one of his six opulences. Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashashriya. He has unlimited knowledge, unlimited beauty, power, and detachment. Vairag. He is the essence of Vairag, detachment. So he's totally detached. He's not fazed in the least bit by all the anxiety and disturbance in the hearts of the gopis. He's playing with their hearts like someone plays with a ball. You take a ball and you throw it in your hand. Kid goes like this, and goes like this, and he goes like this, and he goes like this, and he goes like this, and it flips this way, and it flips that way, and it flips this way, and it flips that way. And Krishna takes the heart and flips it this way, and then that way, and then this way. He's just flipping hearts and smiling. But imagine if you happen to be the heart that's getting flipped. If you're the heart that's getting flipped, you may not appreciate it. But this is what Krishna does with the gopis. He's playing with their hearts. And he plays with the hearts of all his devotees. Do you know what we should do at a time like this? Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Ladadayane Hiranyakashipurvakshaha Shilatankanakalaye Ito Nishingho Parato Nishingho Yato Yato Yamitato Nishingho Bahir Nishingho Ridaye Nishingho Nishinghamadim Sharanam Prapade. Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Deshavadita Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Srimad Bhagavan ki jai, Bhakti Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Now, let's get back to these poor, suffering girls. Krishna's laughing slightly. And what's he doing with his eyes? Krishna Kripa Kataksha. He's casting sidelong glances at the gopis. And what's happening? The cold water of the Yamuna, in which they've been submerged up to their necks for so long, is making their bodies tremble. They can tolerate that. They can tolerate that trembling of their body in the frigid cold water. But they can't tolerate the trembling of their hearts when Krishna glances at them from the corners of his eyes, inviting them with seductive sidelong glances, inviting them to enjoy in the kunjas on the bank of the Yamuna. Nikunja mevi raje ganasham radhe radhe. 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 Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Radhe 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 Krishna fully and completely captured their hearts with his love-laden sidelong glances. His eyes entered through the aperture of their eyes, the opening, landed in the inner core of their hearts, and through the glance of Krishna's eyes, he fully and tenderly and lovingly embrace their hearts, heart to heart. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Radha Govinda Yugal ki. The Braja Gopis were giggling. Their limbs were shaking, and their faces were cast downward in embarrassment. Lajabhav. Lajabhav. The feeling of shyness that naturally arises in the heart of a pure lady. Shyness. It is the great jewel of a woman's treasury house of qualities. Laja. Radharani's name is Lajeshwari. She's the queen of shyness. And the gopis felt shy. Oh Krishna, be kind to us. Please return our clothes. If the king hears of this behavior of yours, he'll become very angry. And you know, when Kamsa becomes angry, he can break Indradev in half. The king of the heavens, he can break him in half. He can destroy a planet. You should be very careful. You should fear this King Kams. Frankly, gopis, I could care less about your King Kamsa. That king is powerless before me. If you want your clothes, then you have to come and collect them from me. Krishna draped all the gopis' clothes over his shoulder, came down the tree. All right, gopis, stretch out your hands and beg for your clothes. The bodies of the gopis became completely covered with goosebumps of ecstasy. After delivering the clothes to each and every gopi, Krishna gave the clothes back, and then he gave each gopi a tight hug and a kiss. The Braja gopis communicated with their eyes that they wanted to meet Krishna later in a confidential, secluded kunj. Then all the Braja gopis, with their lotus flower faces, returned to their homes with their pots full of water and their hearts full of Krishna's love. Sri Radha Krishna ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. The Acharyas, our six Goswamis and the Acharyas, they very much like this clothes-stealing leela. Because it has a lot of deep import and meaning. Of course, on Krishna's level, on the Daivika level, Krishna's relishing the sweet, loving exchanges with his devotees. But by this exchange, it's, in other words, leela, Krishna's pastimes are of themselves, by themselves, and for themselves. That's one level. It's for Krishna and his gopis, and by themselves. But then, what do we derive from this pastime? What benefit? What moral or what lesson? Instruction. And that's called the Adi Atmika level. Adi Atmika Vichar, the personal understanding of the Shastra and the activities. Well, the point is, as they say in every religious scripture, that you must stand naked before God. We must stand naked before God. What does this mean? It means to take off our clothes and say, God, here I am. I'm in my birthday suit. Here I am in my birthday suit, which means naked in American slang. And take me as I am. No, that's not the important thing, to be no clothes. We have to be stripped. The living entity must be stripped of his false ego. false identification. I am aham man. I am man. I am woman. I am American. I am Russian, Jewish, Catholic, Christian, Hindu. These are all upadis, designations. Sarvopadi vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmalam. Rishikeshi rishikenanam. Sevanam bhakti ruchate. That devotion transcends all designations. So the gopis are showing that. They had nothing. The most valuable quality in the treasure house of any woman is her shyness, her lajja. And Krishna took that on the banks of the Yamuna. Took away all their clothes. And they tried to cover themselves with their long hair hanging in the front and their crossed arms and legs. Because they're shy. It's not like nowadays we have naked beaches and all these things. People lie around naked. Because people are animals now. But human beings have a different sensitivity. And gopis are the greatest of all. So Krishna said, no. Give up that also. You have to put your shyness at my feet. Give up your shyness also. Give up your womanhood. Give up that quality that differentiates you as a woman. Women are shy, men aren't. Now nobody's shy. Which is an unfortunate situation. So now that last remaining bastion of their female qualities, the shyness, Krishna is saying, hey, straighten your arms out. Straighten your legs. Extend your arms. Now everything's there. Here I am. Everything. Krishna said, yes. Now, what happened then? Krishna gave the clothes, returned their clothes, which will represent returning their shyness. But then, he gave his heart. He fully entered their heart. Yeyatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham mamavart manavartante manusham sarvashaha. If you surrender unto Krishna, he rewards you accordingly. Full surrender, full reward. If we give our hearts fully to Krishna, Krishna will give his hearts fully to us. It's the exchange of love. You love me, I love you. You give everything to me, I'll give everything to you. Gopis are going like this. He says, extend your arms. Extend your arms means, what's in those extended arms? They're lajja. In their hands is their shyness. Take it. Krishna said, yes, now take me, all of me. This is the exchange of love between Bhakta and Bhagavan. Krishna is devotees. The gopis are the most surrendered, dedicated, pure, absolute servants of the Lord, the Braja Gopis. And we are following their footsteps. Gopi Anugata. Anugatya. We're following their example. E neva danadaro sakir anugatyukaro. O Tosi Maharani. E neva danadaro sakir anugatyukaro. Seva adhikara diye. Koro nijadasi. Namo namo. Tosi Krishna Prayasi. You're a Prayasi Saki? No, Tosi Saki, O Brindadevi. You're a Prayasi, Radha Prayasi. Your Praya means Priya. Priya means dearmost. You're a Prayasi. Prayasi means Priya. You're a dearmost, intimately beloved maidservant of Radharani. I'm begging you, show me the way. Show me the path to follow behind the gopis, behind Radharani. Teach me the way to become a pure devotee. Show me the way to love Krishna completely and absolutely. Now, this morning in Tulsi Arti, today, and every day, and throughout my life, why should I waste this life? Krishna, steal my clothes. It's easy to give up your clothes, but it's not too easy to give up the ego. And the mind, the mind, the vast, unlimited mind. So one more lila. This particular pastime comes from a book by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, who's a Parishad of Lord Chaitanya, and that book is entitled Bhakti Ratnakara. I think maybe you have one part of that book in Russian, if not the whole book. No, there's one chapter 5 called Mathura Mandala Prakrama by Bhumipati and Pundarik. It's all like a guidebook to all of Vrindavan. I don't know if that's in Russian. It could be. It's a small book. It's one chapter. That's there? Yeah, that's one chapter, chapter 5, called Mathura Mandala Parikrama, from the same larger book called Bhakti Ratnakar. So in Bhakti Ratnakar, we've collected this other pastime by Lord Chaitanya's associate, very short, about stealing clothes. Because I told you, Krishna likes to do it. Once after Krishna, after Ras Leela, Krishna, Radha, and all the Braja Gopis, they came to the Yamuna, and they entered the water of the Yamuna, and they bathed here to relieve the fatigue of dancing in the Rasa dance. They were splashing water on each other and enjoying. Then, as they were moving, walking in the Yamuna, splashing water, the gopis entered a cluster of whole group or cluster of yellow lotus flowers. Unnoticed, Krishna dove under the water. He returned to the bank of the Yamuna. He got all the gopis' clothes, and he hid them. Then he returned to the Yamuna, okay, and then appeared amidst all the gopis and started splashing water with them and playing in the water. Then Krishna said, oh, come on, let's go now. We've had enough water pastimes. Let's leave the Yamuna. So the gopis came out of the water, expecting to find their clothes on the bank of the Yamuna, naturally, where they left them. So Krishna came out of the bank, out of the river, they came out. Hey, where's our clothes? Krishna, someone's taken our clothes. And he said, yes, yes. Who's done that? You and I were all in the water. In other words, he's covering himself. You and I, we were all together in the water. So it couldn't have been me. I was with you. And I said, yeah. This time it's not you. I don't know who has done that. And the gopis were very disturbed. Saying, Krishna, help us. Help us find the clothes. He said, yes, yes, let's find the clothes. Where are those clothes? And the gopis are walking around the banks of Yamuna with no clothes on, looking for their clothes with Krishna in the middle of the night after the Rasa dance. Okay, that's all right. This is God with all of his parts and parcels. Nijarupataya kalabi. Goloke eva nivasatya kilat nibhuto. Govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. Nija. These are his own Nijarupa. His own forms expanded. His Ladini Shakti embodied in the beautiful gopis and Radharani. So Krishna's enjoying with his own forms the gopis. There's nothing wrong. He's just to be on the banks with a bunch of naked gopis if you're Krishna. Otherwise, forget it. You're in big trouble. Don't imitate Krishna's pastimes. Hear them, relish them, serve them, remember them, and qualify some future life in our own citadeas to enter those sweet pastimes to serve. We're servants here, we're servants there. The Krishna is the only enjoyer. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. Everyone is a servant, and Krishna is the relisher, the enjoyer. But when Krishna is happy, we become happy. So Krishna, after they're wandering with the gopis looking for the clothes that someone stole, Krishna was relishing and enjoying the gopis' worried faces. Their faces were full of worry. Oh, it's getting late, and we have to get home really fast. And if we don't get home before our mother-in-laws come in our room, we're going to be in very big trouble. And not only that, how will we get home in the first place? Because we don't have any clothes, and we can't walk up to Barsana with no clothes, or up to Yavat with no clothes. It's 40 kilometers away. You can't. Some lady can't just walk down the street for 40 kilometers without clothes. It's the most embarrassing and tension-filled time for the gopis. They're worried. They're disturbed. And Krishna's looking, oh, so nice. Your faces are so worried and you're so disturbed. And then Krishna started joking with the gopis. He said, actually, I think I have some idea where your clothes might be. Oh? Oh? How is it that you know about that? I don't know. My mother, Yashoda, she told me that I have like a sixth sense. And sometimes I just think that I just close my eyes and I try to imagine where would a thief of ladies' clothes taken their saris? And where would he have hidden them? Come with me. Let's follow my hunch, my idea. Gopi said, yes, yes, come. Hurry up. Come on, Shyam, hurry up. So Shyam starts walking and he's, oh, look, here they are. And then he turns around and says, look, here's all your clothes. And then he turns around and smiles. It was me. And when Krishna turns around after showing the gopis clothes and smiling at them, then they say, oh, Shyam, you stole our clothes. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Shri Govinda Gopi Nata Madana Mohan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopi Nata Madana Mohan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lala Ki Jai Radha Rani Ki Jai Giriraj Dharana Ki Jai Jamuna Maharani Ki Jai Shri Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Jai Shri Radha Shyam Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Vancha Kopa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitana Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Iskan Rashan Yatra Ki Jai Sarasanga Ki Jai 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 Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham
Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham
Dancing.
Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham. Radhe 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 Pavana Radhe Tero Nam Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham Pavana Shama Pavana Sham Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Radhe Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam.